Yes, that would be called a lane. This shorter road now would be called a lane up to my house. That road right there would be called a lane up from the highway up to my house.
So a lane is the same thing to you as a dirt road, except that it's shorter.
That's right. That just and right up to your house or something like that.
I see. Now, what would you call the cement strips up and down some roads paved or made especially for people to walk or maybe for children to ride bicycles on?
Sidewalks.
Sidewalks. Okay. And they're made of essentially the same material that the state...
Well, no, ma'am. They don't use creosote and stuff in them. And they use just cement and rock on them sidewalks.
Mm-hmm. There. Mm-hmm. I see. All right. If you were walking alongside a road, whether it was a dirt road or maybe a county road, and a dog jumped out at you and maybe scared you, you picked up a rock, what would you do with the rock if you were afraid of the dog?
Throw it at him. Try to hit him with it.
If this happened to you yesterday, what would you say you did with the rock? If you were walking along the road yesterday and the dog jumped you and you say, I picked up a rock and did what?
Threw it at him.
That's right. You say, I picked up a dog and threw it at him. Yeah. All right. If you go to somebody's house and he's not at home, and they say, whoever answers the door says, no, he's not, what would his remark be to you?
His remark is, he's not home.
He's not home.
Or not here.
He's not here.
He's not here. That would be the main answer. He's not here.
If someone is not going away from you, you say he's coming straight
to you.
If you saw someone you've not seen in quite a while, you might say, this morning I...
So, somebody, I call him by his name and say, I saw somebody this morning that I hadn't seen in some while, some bit.
If you met someone in town, maybe down in Manor, instead of saying, I met him, you might say, I ran...
Run into him.
And later on, if you were telling still somebody else about the incident, you say, I wasn't looking for him, I just...
Run into him.
If a child is given the same name that her mother has, you say that they named the child...
Nickname.
And if it has the same name as the mother...
Hey, that's called that.
Would you say it was named for its mother or after its mother or...
Named after its mother.
After its mother. Okay. You have quite a few dogs, I know. You might not have to call them, but suppose you had to call your dogs at feeding time or when you were feeding your dogs. How do you call your dogs?
Whistle at them.
Will you whistle the way you whistle for your dogs, Paul? Would your dogs... recognize your whistle?
Yes, sir, ma'am. They recognize it.
One of your sons?
Oh, you can speak to them. We've got a name. We generally got a name. And we got this old dog here. Her name's Lot.
Lot?
Lot. Now, we've got three hound puppies out there. We got them named. It's Blaze, Nell, and Joe. Mm-hmm. And you can stand there and call Joe, and he'll come right up on that fence. Yeah, they know their names.
They know but they would recognize your voice.
Recognize my voice, yeah. Joe, that boy of mine here, they really belong to him.
Yeah,
he works off and he comes home, he's sitting there in the porch and calls Joe, and they're out of that box and up on that fence there.
All right, what is the word or name you would call a dog by if he's of a mixed breed? Is there a word that you would... refer to a dog as if
yeah, a mixed breed dog is I know what it is as good as I want to, but